Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Well, it's lovely. I've paid £20 to park my car outside, so I hope you enjoy this episode. Okay. I'm saying no to a lot of things in the summer, and I'm just keeping it free because I'm going to have a summer of love. I'm going to Paris with my friend Sally. She's married. And then I'm going to Poland. And then just every weekend, I'm going to go somewhere different and have a summer of love. Who am I in love with? Life itself. Okay, we've got to grab it where we can. So today I've got Kyle Smith-Bino on. What a nice, great guy. You might be watching him right now in Taskmaster. You've got a few weeks left of that. He's very funny. Yeah, lovely. I've seen him live, very funny. You can see him live. String V Spitter, S-P-I-T-T-A. He's going to Edinburgh for 1 week only. So you can go on the Pleasance website and find that, I imagine, unless you're an absolute thicko. Oh, you're not going to Edinburgh. That's okay. That's okay. You just need to go to London to the Soho Theatre to the 1st to the 10th of August, yeah. And then they'll be there as well. Same show, same lads, different venue. Let's have a chit-chat. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I've got a new feature we were just saying before we started record where I can go through your photos.
Yes, yeah. Go for it.
How many have you got?
32,000.
How much do you pay for storage?
I think I paid 99p.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's not true.
No.
I pay $4.99.
Yes. Why would you lie about it?
I thought I could impress you. I pay $4.99.
And now I'm thinking, what a mug.
I thought you were thinking, what else is he going to lie about?
No, I'm thinking, what a mug, $4.99.
It's because I can't let go of things.
Right. How many rude ones would you say on there?
40%.
No. Is it actually?
No. 30.
Wow. What's sort of thing? Like tits and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best bit.
I see. I really have been enjoying you on Taskmaster. I think you're brilliant.
Thank you.
And I do think you're very funny and charismatic, but I don't think you're going to win.
I could turn it around.
It's impossible. I think it's impossible. Would you rather be really entertaining on it, but get a shit score, or boring as you like, but win?
No.
No.
I do want to win, but I need to sell some tickets.
Yeah. Are you on tour?
No, I'm going to do some live shows. It's an actual show.
What's it called?
String V Spitter.
At Edinburgh?
Yeah. We're doing Soho and then Edinburgh.
Oh, that's nice.
We're doing it the wrong way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we are only doing the last week because what's the point?
That's really good. You can handle a week. That'd be
yeah, fun. Yeah.
You've got 4.65 out of 5. So that's really good.
On TripAdvisor?
On WikiFeet.
Really?
Yeah, on WikiFeet.
Where have they got my feet from?
They've got videos because I looked. And not that I'm into feet. I just thought it was funny. That sounds really dodgy. Last night, we were looking at everyone's score on WikiFeet.
Yeah.
And 4.8 for me, no big deal.
And, that is big.
Thank you. They are big, size 8. And then I was writing the questions for today.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd check your score on WikiFeet, and it's 4.65.
I thought it was a women's thing. Is that sexist of me?
Dare to dream, you can be a pinup as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
My feet are size 11.
That might have something to do with it.
Really?
Well, if you like feet, there's more.
When do I ever get? I don't even get my toes out.
There's a video up there. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's some
I didn't
ghosts.
Look that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I can't think of any other time. Them ghosts are always trying to get me to get my kit off.
Of course they do. Who's behind WikiFeet? The ghost.
Martha Howe Douglas. I can't. Okay. Well, I'm not going to check that.
No, check it. You should check. You should know what's out there.
Really? Mm. How do they score them?
It's just perverts, kind of, and maybe some young perverts, just like, because on mine, two people have said bad and two people have said ugly, but the rest have been like beautiful, or it's so stupid, it's so arbitrary.
Wow, maybe I'll make an account.
Start rating everyone else.
Yeah, bring up all my mates. Points.
You did Dreamland, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's my hometown, Margate.
Is it?
Do you like it?
I didn't know that at all.
I'm from sort of Broadstairs, really, next town along.
That's where I stayed.
Is it? Did you like it?
I stayed in an Airbnb that had a sauna in the kitchen.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Well, things have changed. Things have really moved on since I was a child. Where was that?
Broadstairs.
Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, I can't.
You don't know the name.
I can't get more specific than that. I don't.
But if I Google sauna in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, you'll probably get it. I really like, it's so nice to watch the sunset at the end of a working day.
Have a swim.
Didn't do that, no.
Why?
Because I've got a sauna in my kitchen.
Yeah, that's true. Lovely.
No, it was a heat wave. It was literally like 35 degrees.
Wait, you didn't use a sauna
not
in the kitchen?
Once.
So a sauna in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, when you said sauna, I was picturing a swimming pool. And that's on me.
Right, yes.
And I thought that's unusual. I thought that is unusual.
Right, yeah. And different to what I said.
Yeah. But I don't listen to men that much.
Understood.
Yeah. I sort of...
And quite rightly so.
Yeah, I sort of listen a bit, probably about 60%.
That's quite a bit.
That's quite a bit, isn't it?
It's only going to go downhill now. We've got a king. I'm going to have to listen to him all the time.
I don't have to.
Really?
I don't have to.
You didn't pledge allegiance?
Hashtag not my king.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm one of
those. That's what that says on your top.
Yeah. Hashtag
right.
Not my king.
Right.
Quick fire questions. Yes. Quite agree. Are you ready for the quick fire round?
Yes, I must admit, this is the second podcast I've done today, and I didn't really do my research on either of them.
I think you'll be okay with this, because it's kind of like just, you do a lot of improv. It's just whatever comes into your mind.
Okay. And do you want me to answer them quickly?
No.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather be younger and look really old, or older and look really young? That is a great question, isn't it? I just came up with that. They change every person. They change. Or that's a great question.
How much older?
Oh, there's a question for the question.
Because I think I'm going to peak in about 10 years.
You're 55, but you look 30, or you're 20, but you look 50. Do you not know why I'm saying 50 is old? 50 is young. Life is. It's not just beginning. It's the second wind. It's lucky it's not quick fire, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because I'm thinking about pool parties in Vegas, right?
You've got to be.
That's usually where my mind goes.
Yeah.
Pool parties in Vegas or Ibiza. Look, I'm not going to discriminate against the Europeans. But there would be a lot of, what's that old guy doing here?
Yeah. How many pool parties would you say you go to per year?
Per year?
Yeah.
Well, I think when I'm on holiday, every day.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
In Ibiza, I'll stay at Ibiza Rocks. And there's a party every day. There's a party in the hotel. You can't sleep.
Wow, that sounds like hell to me. That's hell for me.
Do you sleep a lot?
No.
That's fine then.
No, I don't. But I don't sleep a lot because my kittens wake me up at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. to give them a stroke. And I do.
How many have you got?
Two. I got the breed that follows you around room to room.
Are they allowed out?
They can go out. There's a little outdoor bit, but they don't want to go too far. Also, they're thick, so they can't really go out too far. So.
I think I've seen pictures of your flat. It looks very nice.
It's some pink and yellow.
Yeah. I've just done up the garden at my mum's and given myself an office.
Oh, that's great.
I've got one green feature wall.
That's lovely. Mummy pleased?
She hasn't been in there. She's not allowed. I said...
She loves the garden, though.
Yeah, loves the garden. But I told her not to go in there until it's finished, because she'll only start coming and telling me what's wrong with it.
And you're growing weed in there.
Oh, yeah. And it's a multi-million pound empire. I don't want her to turn the electrics on.
If you have to live in one place forever, where would it be?
Wait, did I answer the first question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on, you didn't. No, that's a good point. I think I know the answer. Look young so you can go to the pool parties. So that's what you were going to.
Yeah, but I'll know that I haven't got that long left.
Well, that all the more reason to go to the pool parties then.
Yeah, true. But whichever one's giving me more money?
Okay, you've got the same money in both of them. You look so serious.
I don't like time, man.
Yeah.
Mortality.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's why you've gone serious.
Yeah.
So you'd be 20 but look 55?
Yeah.
And you might get work.
I just
from
work
that.
Really hard.
Yeah. You might get money from that, like looking.
Yeah. From those Channel 5 documentaries.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
How do you feel about cuddling?
Love it.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm a big spooner.
Mm. What about when you meet people? Like, is it people you don't know that well? You sort of go in.
I will go in, work. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go in, yeah.
Sometimes there's difficulty with height.
Mm.
And I've began to notice this more recently. Shoulder barging some people's chins.
Mm.
Don't know how to get around that, actually.
Crouch?
Mm. Nah.
Look a bit creepy.
They might feel like I'm curtsying.
That's true, yeah. It's a royal time. How do you feel about the royal family?
What's the point?
Yeah, same. I don't think what they're saying is true about the tourism, because I can't imagine that people just wouldn't come to London if we didn't have them.
My cousin's husband came to London and went to Big Ben twice.
You don't need the monarchy for that, though. Do you?
What?
Do you?
No, but I think that like the idea of like Big Ben and Buckingham Palace and all of that is like sort of interesting to visit and
keep Buckingham Palace, but make it like a centre for abused women.
I cannot not agree with that.
Thank you.
There's nothing I can say to that apart from agree.
I did QI and I forgot the Queen died. It was so embarrassing. They said a joke about the Queen dying or something, and I went, "Yeah, it won't be long." Thinking, oh, she's not gonna.
Oh my god. Did they keep it in?
They're going to have to because the thing is, no one laughed. And I thought, that's quite a good joke. I'll just say it again. So no, it won't be long. Then they had to like address it. And they went, you do know the Queen's dead, don't you? And I was like, I forgot. And then everyone they talked about, like period of history or something, you know, someone from the 18th century, people would be like, oh, shock, he's dead as well or whatever. And I'd be like, yeah, okay, I get it. And then the producer was like, we're probably going to have to leave that in because
it was so much of a running joke.
Yeah. I just totally forgot the Queen was dead. Do you know what I mean? Like a... hang on. Like a bridge over cuddled water. It's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. I sing a song, but I replace all the words with cuddle.
Yeah.
And you have to guess what it is.
Easy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a music boy.
Yeah.
But also an asthma boy.
Yeah.
That's the line from Taskmaster. Okay. And let me just think of the tune. Cuddle, cuddle, cuddle. I can't sing. Okay, hang on. Cuddle, over the cuddle, cuddle. It's hard for me as
Have
well.
Have you changed it since you started singing?
No, yeah. okay. I'll give you more clue. Oh, over the cuddle, cuddle, over the cuddle line. That was a big clue.
No.
Yeah, come on, you know it. Over the cuddle line.
No.
Well, yeah. Over the borderline. Madonna.
I did House of Games recently.
Yeah.
We had to name Madonna songs and you just go in order and you have to keep going around.
Yeah.
And I went out straight away. I was second.
But you're a music boy.
I am a music boy, but not Madge.
No. Oh, Madonna. That was Madonna. I thought you said McDonald's.
Why would I
was thinking,
why would I be telling that story?
I don't know, but I was trying to
and
make
And you went
list.
With it as well. You're like, okay, sure.
Well, but in my head, I was thinking, there's not that many McDonald's songs. I only know McDonald's, old McDonald's. So I was thinking, I would go out first as well. Because that's really hard.
Right.
Mm.
Well, if it was McDonald's, I would have also failed.
Yeah,
but it was Madonna.
That's easier. Madonna's easier than McDonald's.
Right. I think I said Die Another Day, and then after that I was out.
I don't even know. That was Madonna's song.
Yeah.
Bond. Different. Okay, have you got any health complaints?
You only had one song?
Yeah. Have you got any health complaints?
I've had a thing here. It's not my hip. It's sort of like the muscle below my hip.
Have you got a big bubble on it?
No.
Okay. Some men get blepharitis and it's like bubbles
that
on their hips.
Boring. Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, but what?
Mine's
you got?
A bit lower. It's like here. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, I need to just stretch that bit.
Stretch your hip. I've had that. But I'm going to look up hips because you do store a lot of emotion in your hips. This is Louise Elhay and she tells you what emotional problem you've got. Like, so if you had gout.
Imagine someone taking that book out for the first time and then you seeing them hold it like that, not realizing that the writing is that way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just. Oh, yeah, that looks mad. I never thought about that. Sorry, I read sideways. Okay, so if you had gout, it would be the need to dominate, impatience and anger. Do you see what I mean? I'm just giving you an example. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, this isn't a doctor's book.
It is a doctor's book. It's a spiritual doctor's book.
Right.
Hip problems. Fear of going forward in major decisions. Nothing to move forward to.
That's rough.
That's rough, but I don't think it's true because you've got Edinburgh and loads of things. Your hot property.
There aren't actually that many things.
Oh, so maybe this. When did the hip thing?
When they announced that Ghost was finishing. Woke up next morning. Ah!
You see? Are you sad that Ghost is ending?
I am sad that Ghost is ending. I didn't think I would be, but yeah. I am now. It does take up quite a lot. I mean, more for the writers. It takes up more of their year.
It's nice you don't have to wear all the makeup and everything, though.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. 10 weeks. It's a 10-week shoot. But I'll miss the people.
Yeah.
I don't miss having to, like, put aside your life for 10 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll be on a group WhatsApp, though, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, from time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's, you've just got to say that. So if you just take a picture of that.
Sure. Right. Oh, herpes.
Take herpes as
sorry,
well.
Sorry, yeah, may take, I just read the yeah, herpes diagnosis?
Yes.
Burning to bitch. Bitter words left unspoken.
Is it true?
Why would I know?
Take a picture of the... I mean, do you have it, I suppose?
I see.
Take a picture of the remedy as well, because it won't be long with all those pool parties. You, the
hip, hip, hooray. What?
Yeah, I don't know why it says hip, hip, hooray.
What's going on there?
Okay, so probable cause and then new thought pattern.
Right.
So on hips, probable cause is fear of going forward, da, da, da.
Yeah.
And then the antidote is you just say that one.
I move forward in life with ease and with joy at every age.
Has it gone?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, hernia. I had a hernia.
Did you?
When I was 21.
Please.
How
read.
Young to get a hernia? Please. How young to be hospitalised by...
Oh, my God. That's in the bum, isn't it?
No, the other one. That's hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids, right.
Hernia.
In the D.
I had quite a lot of things on this page. Not herpes.
It's just a matter of time, remember that.
Hernia. Sorry, I'm just interested.
Yeah.
Hernia, ruptured relationships, strain, burdens, incorrect creative expression.
Oh.
I was fresh out of drama school.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then, what's the other one? Hip. Hips. Oh, no, I've done that.
But don't be afraid to say hip, hip, hooray again, because that was lovely.
Oh, okay. Hip, hip, hooray.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe.
Alain de Botton.
Okay, is Alain de Botton? He just asked a question. So right. I got it. This pick a card, any card.
Yeah.
What does it say?
What are your attitudes to authority?
Uh-oh.
What yeah. shaped them, do you think?
Go on.
So my mum is incredibly strict. No. My mum was incredibly strict, and then as she got older, became less strict.
Mm.
Growing up, my mum was incredibly strict. My mum was so strict that she grounded some of my friends.
Are you kidding?
No, seriously.
How did she get away with that?
She was just like, we all stayed out too long, one.
Yeah.
And when we got back, she was like, it's an unacceptable time to come home for your age.
Wow.
And told all of their parents that they should be grounded.
Wow. And then they were scared of her as well. Yeah, parents were scared.
Yeah. I mean, I had friends, growing up, I had friends' mums who were scared of my mum.
Wow.
Who were like, right, well, you better go home because your mum, we told your mum you'd be back by six, so you better.
Wow, she needs to get in that weed cupboard. But she's chilled out now, though.
Yeah, she's chilled
out. Yeah.
Which is why I can spend time with her.
Mm.
But I was always rebellious at heart.
Yeah.
Too scared to act on it.
And what about now?
Now I'm, I sort of thrive on doing something naughty.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
But also, and this is growth. Because I went from wanting to do something naughty just because I could to realizing that I don't want to make anyone's job harder.
Yeah.
But then when I feel like someone's being a job's worth and it's not making their job harder, it's just their power mad.
Yeah.
I'll go so far in the other direction.
Yeah.
That I'm like quite a hooligan.
It's so annoying when adults try and stop you doing something that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've calmed down a bit, but I would always want to do the thing. And then you realise actually sometimes it's actually really dangerous or counterintuitive. But
you know when they have cues that go...
Wiggle, wiggle. Yeah.
And there's no one in them.
Yeah.
So what? You just...
There's no one in them.
There's no one in the cue.
Oh, yeah.
But it's laid out.
Oh, like yeah, I do.
So you just go underneath.
Yeah.
Or you just like take the thing off and unclip it.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, you can't do that.
Oh my God.
I literally can do that.
I'm not jumping
in front of anyone.
Yeah.
There's no one there. You want me to do all of that?
They want to see those hips working.
That's why I've got this problem. But you see, like that sort of stuff, I'm against it.
I know. I really hate it when actually my therapist says that I've got a problem with authority.
Mm.
And she says that I sometimes it's for your own safety. And she tried to get me to think of, because I hate the police and I've had that horrible, I mean, I'm lucky in a way, but like they're pigs and they get mad on power. And she's like, try and think of like some authority that have got good intentions. And I couldn't think of any. I just couldn't think of any. Like
fire brigade?
Oh, yeah. Love it, actually. Oh, ambulance. That's one. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Lovely to do work with you. So was it just your mum or dad?
Yeah, my dad was so chill. My dad was too chill. And I think that made my mum more.
It does. There's a book called The Dance of Anger. And it's like when you overperform something, the other one underperforms it.
Right, yeah.
Actually, if he'd like been a bit more, then she wouldn't felt like she had to. Apparently, that's...
Right. My dad raised his voice at me twice.
What had you done?
His life. There was one time where I asked my mum for something and she said no, so I asked my dad and he said yes.
Yeah.
And then my mum was like, why are you doing that? And I was like, my dad said I could. And she was like, but I already told you that you couldn't.
Mm.
And then went and told my dad off for letting me. And he's like, well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then shouted at me for coming to him afterwards. All of the times that my dad raised his voice at me were because of things to do with my mum.
Right, yeah.
He was so chill. He just wanted to relax and just like enjoy himself.
What was your mum's fucking problem?
Honestly. Do you know what? As I got older, I realised what my mum's problem was. And it's that my uncles were really bad.
Oh, I saw a really nice Instagram thing that you did about your uncles.
Oh, yeah.
And they sounded quite cool, actually, but also bad.
Yeah, really naughty. And my mum, so my nan and granddad left Barbados and came to England and worked and made enough money to bring their children over.
Yeah.
And so my mum came with her younger brother. Then my nan and granddad had another two. So my mum sort of raised them because they were at work and my mum was the oldest and the girl. So she looked after them. And then they all at some point went to jail.
Oh, dear.
And I guess my mum felt like she had to be super strict because she wasn't, she was pretending to be the parent.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she was. And then they just...
a lot of people go, like, go a bit
wonky, yeah. And then they rebelled against that immediately, as soon as they were old enough.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the oldest one that came from Barbados was like, I'm in England now, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And then the other two grew up and were also quite naughty. So then when my mum had a son, she was obviously like, they are not going to be anything like my brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realise that as a 10-year-old child.
No.
And that's stuff that I've learned and understood.
But you didn't go to prison?
No, not once.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. No, never been arrested.
What did they get to
prison? To court.
Oh.
But never been
what
arrested.
What for?
Fare evasion.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
They'll get you on anything these days.
I had to pay £921.
What?
Yeah.
That's outrageous. How much fare evasion?
I... Actually, I can tell you this because it's been through the legal system
and
already.
And you've paid it.
And I've paid it.
And also, it's nice to know that everyone has little wonky patches and...
Yeah. I guess I've got to add a disclaimer of don't do this.
Don't do this, yeah. He's winking.
My friends were selling staff Oyster cards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was like...
So you got a few journeys in for
that it was
money.
Like 75% off.
Right.
So I had a staff Oyster card.
So how many journeys did you do?
I probably used it for about 8 months.
Okay, so you sort of evens.
Yeah, to be honest, I paid off.
Yeah, fine, that, okay. Yeah. It would be a bit harsh if you just hadn't paid the fare to Oxford Street and then...
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know,
40p.
Yeah.
40p East Ham to Oxford Street.
With the staff card?
Yeah.
Wow, you can see the appeal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they catch you then? They just thought they
undercover
knew.
Police?
No.
Like plain clothes, just like, can you take a look at your oyster, mate?
No. I hate that.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, quick question. What's life all about?
Okay, I'm going to answer your question with a question first before I finish answering. Do you believe in soulmates?
I believe in that we've met certain people before, and I don't think there's one person for you, but I think there's soul connections. So I believe in soulmates in that I believe in soul connections, but I don't think there's one person for you. I think there's supposed to be like soul family, and they'll come in different kind of things.
Oh, you mean like friends as well as romantic?
Yeah. Because once I met this girl and we felt like we knew each other from years ago, and she's not in my life in a big way, but I think in another lifetime she was.
Right, okay. Mm. I think it's about finding those. I think I do believe in soulmates.
Yeah.
And I do possibly think there could be the one, but there might be like a few the ones.
Yeah.
Like four.
Well, how does that work?
As in like...
You can't believe in the one and then the one times four.
As in like, I feel like there are some people out there that are like a perfect match.
Yeah.
But I feel like it might not necessarily be just one person. There might be like four perfect matches.
Yeah.
And I think life is about finding them.
Is that a documentary?
I think they've done that a few times. There was one, I remember one.
Sorry, I meant, was that a documentary?
Oh, right. No, yes. No, I think there was a show on some channel, maybe Channel 4, and they had 100 people in a room. And based on loads of tests over months, they had put everyone's perfect match in that room.
And how many people?
And there were 100 people in the room. You just had to find.
I want to watch that show. And how many
people? I think it was a few years back.
How many people ended up like hooking up?
I think there were like two couples that were like, these are the people that we put them with.
Oh, that's not very many.
No, it's not. But it's like you're just in the room and you're like, okay, go.
But you can find your soulmate, but you might not be ready for them, or you know, or you might like need more therapy before you can let them in. Or, but yeah, I do believe in same thing. Like I believe there's a few ones.
Yeah.
Then each one along the way is supposed to teach you what you need at that time to meet the last one, to meet the next one, I mean. Like, so
right,
so they might get you ready.
Yeah.
They might teach you hospital
the buffer.
Corners. Yeah.
Fluffer?
The fluffer. The butler, the fluffer, the... Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few girlfriends go on to get married after their
after
relationship
you,
with
yeah.
me.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you
what
for having
a pleasure.
Me.
Well, you are a charming guy.
I've had a really nice time.
Thank you, so have I.
I'll come back anytime.
Okay, great.
Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Next week. See you next week.
I'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was real nice. Kyle Smith-Mino. If you haven't seen him on Taskmaster, do watch that. Also, he did his own sketch show called Red Flag, which is online. It was part of the Channel 4 Blaps. It is so good. It's really hard to do a good sketch show, and he's bloody pulled it off. It's really, really good. I think Adam Hess was writing it as well. And it's a great, great show. So go check that out. And then tell Channel 4 you want more. Okay. Thank you for listening. Love you. Love to your families. Love to your creatures and your pets, of course. And love to yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.